This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two people were killed, three others injured in a knife attack on London Bridge. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the attacker was shot dead by police in what is being called a terrorist incident.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
And early Saturday, police identified the attacker as 28-year-old Usman Khan, who had previously been convicted on terrorism-related charges but was released from prison last year. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, three people were injured in a stabbing attack in the Hague Central Shopping District. National broadcaster NOS, citing unnamed sources, said at this moment there's no indication of a terrorist motive. Police launched a manhunt to search for the suspect after the attack. Police spokeswoman Marae Kuiper says that they're searching for a man in a gray tracksuit.
Around a quarter to eight, we received a notion that there was a stabbing incident here. Three people are hurt, and we are looking for a suspect right now.
Police said the victims are receiving treatment at a local hospital. They also said that the stabbing happened in an area near the city's historic center that was busy with holiday shoppers at the time. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea made perhaps its most direct recent threat to resume longer-range missile tests, warning Saturday it may soon launch a real ballistic missile in the vicinity of Japan. Pyongyang has carried out 13 rounds of short or medium-range launches since May. Most experts say nearly all of the tests have involved some form of ballistic missile technology. The latest test came Thursday when North Korea conducted its fourth launch this year of what it called a super-large multiple rocket launch system. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the launch as a violation of United Nations Security Council resolutions, which prohibit North Korea from any ballistic missile activity. Six European nations say they will join a fledgling financial system to bypass U.S. sanctions against Iran, challenging U.S. President Donald Trump days before he meets leaders of some of those nations in London. In a joint statement Friday, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden say they are in the process of becoming shareholders of the instrument in support of trade exchanges. Britain, France, and Germany launched what's called Instex in January to enable companies to trade with Iran without using U.S. dollars or going through U.S. banks, thereby shielding such companies from U.S. sanctions. Mr. Trump has been toughening U.S. sanctions against Iran since November 2018 as part of a campaign of maximum pressure on Tehran to reach a new deal to stop its perceived malign behaviors. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee gave President Trump 1 week to see whether his legal counsel intends to introduce evidence and call witnesses in upcoming impeachment proceedings that could lead to formal charges of misconduct within a few weeks. AP's Jackie Quinn.
Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler set a deadline for next Friday for the president's lawyers to indicate if they plan to participate in his committee's hearings. He also asked for a list from GOP lawmakers of the witnesses they would like to question. The House Judiciary Committee meets Wednesday to examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment. The committee is also expecting a report from the House Intelligence Committee, which will form the basis of upcoming hearings. President Trump and his defenders continue to call the inquiry a witch hunt and say he did nothing wrong in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi announced his resignation on Friday after the country's top Shiite Muslim cleric urged lawmakers to reconsider their support for government. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.